Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to today's episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point because making content never ends, folks. We're out here. It's fucking cold in the Northeast, and we're on the way to the train, so I can then get on the train and edit this episode and put it out. I am rambling here because today's point, well, I'm not quite sure. I've got a couple of different things on the mind. There's been a lot of discourse and discussion about reviews and stuff like that. The latest one being not Demon School, being Metroid Prime 4, a game that I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to play. So really, what today's episode is about is Game of the Year. So I have Game of the Year on the brain these days. And much like, you know, what is a review for, I'm also kind of thinking deeply about, you know, what is, oh geez, a traffic situation, it appears. I'm thinking more about, like, what is the purpose of Game of the Year? And, like, what are we doing here? And in kind of the same vein as, a collision has occurred, folks. It is a gnarly one. A pickup truck is damaged. It's not that gnarly. We're fine. It was not burnout-esque. It was, if anything, cosmetic damage of a Forza game. The thing about Game of the Year that I think about a lot is, like, who is this for? And, like, what's the point? And there's a episode of the Content Mill out right now that you can go listen to that we did, I think, a week ago now, that talks about, like, the Game Awards. If you're paying attention, I caught some heat on the TikTok for having, I guess, an opinion, which is fun. But the thing that I think about a lot with Game of the Year, especially with, you know, today is kind of the last day for me to play anything, so I'm gonna try to cram something in tonight because we're recording the Discord Game of the Year podcast tomorrow. The Cody Goaty. Go to coti.pika.page Cody.pika.page to join the Discord. We will be sharing Game of the Year stuff there. Eric from Short Game Long Talk will be putting out a podcast about it. But as I'm, like, in this mood of, like, thinking about, okay, well, like, what's my goatee list look like? I started thinking about, like, well, I think my goatee list is different. Like, I have several Game of the Year lists, and much like a good marketing campaign, it depends on the tactic we're using. So as I think about it and, like, what the purpose of, you know, what I think the purpose of my Game of the Year list is, like, I think it's going to shift and change as the year goes on. So we'll be locking in that podcast tomorrow. So I have to have a top five. So that's going to be fun. But as I think about the one for the site, like, those lists might be different just because I think people come to lists for different things. I think it all comes down to, like, the very subjective critic part of this, where last year, my Game of the Year, which I still do stand by, was Indica. That game is incredible. I still think about it probably at least once a week. I love that game dearly. If I were to sit down with a grading rubric and decide if that was the single best video game that came out last year, it probably wouldn't be. But there's a part of me that is like, okay, well, the purpose of a list for me, at least, is I like this game a lot. I think it's saying a lot of important things. I think it's doing a lot of really interesting and cool things, and I want more people to play it. And I think that's like the thing that I think about when I make a Game of the Year list. It's not so much the, like, the old school magazine style, like, 10 out of 10 best graphics, you know, best music, best technical performance, like, all of that stuff. Like, that's not important to me in in like a critical lens to the same degree that I think some of this other stuff is. So like when you look at my game of the year list, I think what you're going to see are a lot of incredible video games, like hands down, like my favorite video games of the year. But I think you're also going to see games that I personally think you should go out and play and are not necessarily the games that you have already played. And I think that's important because the more that I think about the Game Awards and how it's not really about the Game Awards, it's about, you know, the games, maybe the new ones that are coming out, the more I wonder that, like, my biggest frustration with the Game Awards is giving flowers to the same games that are getting flowers everywhere else. Like, I don't think there's anyone who's tuning into the Game Awards who has never heard of Clair Obscur, right? I don't think anyone who is logging on to watch the Game Awards hasn't heard about Silk Song or even Split Fiction. Like, these are, like, the big video games that came out, and I think you're not going to be very surprised by the games that are, you know, announced there, let alone the ones that win the awards. And to me, that feels like a kind of like a regression to the mean. Like, we're all kind of like regressing to the monoculture of, you know, big video game. And putting my voice out there and saying that, like, I think that listen, between you and me, I don't think this, but saying that, you know, my game of the year, even though I really enjoyed it and, you know, it has its quirks, but it has a lot of stuff to think about, putting Expedition 33 in my top three games, that doesn't do anything, right? Like, you can look at that list and say, ah, yes, you are yet another one of the people who has put this game on that list. And, like, part of that is that game didn't work for me in the same way. So, you know, that's fine. But to me, that's not the purpose of the list. So as I think about the list, as I think about some of the games that are on that list, some of the late-breaking in the year games that are on that list even, I want you to kind of think about it through the lens of, like, this is my way of getting a shout-out to some of my favorite games that you might not have heard of. And some of them you will definitely have heard of. But I'm much like Indica being my game of the year last year. I want to give games flowers that are doing things interesting and different and make me feel a certain way. And that is not usually a refresh on the same genre or just like another way to tell the same story that we've been telling each other in video games for a long time. So yeah, I'm like really deep in the goatee brain. Also, like, I'm recording that podcast tomorrow, and then I will have an additional however the fuck long I want to write the actual, like, my personal site game of the year list. So that's probably coming in January, if I were to, like, guess. There are 2 to 5 very big games that I want to get to on my list that I'm not going to have time to play tonight to have, like, a good, solid opinion on. So that's going to be coming later. Also, got myself a Steam Deck, so I might want to, like, enjoy that a little bit. As you know, I am a fan of the Commute game. So I've got a couple lined up for that, which would be fun to play. So yeah, that's the Cody rundown, the Cody rundown. I'm also thinking a little bit more about what the next year of coverage looks like. If you've been paying attention to the site or, you know, want to go see what's going on, I've started a feature of like basically a Wishlist Wednesday feature that's highlighting 3 games that I'm throwing on my wishlist or keeping an eye on. And those games include games that came out earlier this year, games that are just coming out right now at time of publishing, and games that are coming out in the next year. Because I think something I've been feeling as well, like when we talk about Indica, when we talk about like giving games flowers that, you know, came out a little bit earlier in the year, who don't get this critical wave, you know, there are thousands of games coming out on Steam every quarter. a lot of that stuff slips through the cracks. So what I'm trying to do, and what I will be trying to do in the new year as well, is reaching back. It's been a weird time for me doing this site for the second year now, like putting out a site list and like trying to stay on top of new releases that catch my attention. It's also been kind of weird because this is the first year I've had press access to a bunch of games, which has been fun, but is also another interesting challenge. And so the more that I think about it, the more I look at this giant, you know, I get 25 to 30 press releases in my inbox almost every single day. I look at those press releases, I maybe request code for three of them and get code for one of them. There are so many games coming out that are so intriguing and interesting to me, doing like truly incredible stuff, and I am simply scratching the surface. And I know that that is a losing thing. Like, we will continue to put out more, and your backlog, just like mine, will continue to pile up and get bigger and bigger. But I think for 26, like going into 2026, I want to keep looking backwards. There's some fun stuff I've been thinking about for Summer Game Fest, some fun stuff for the end of the year, and just like general ongoing coverage I've got in the back of my mind about like how do we promote these games that, you know, may have come out around the time of Silksong, that just kind of like were devastated by that game coming out. How do we, you know, go back, like look at some of the old Summer Game Fest footage, the old like Wholesome Game footage, like stuff from a year or two ago, and look at some of those games that never had their moment because, you know, there's so much shit going on. And especially in a time like, you know, December, January, maybe into February, you know, Assassin's Creed came out in February last year, so big games are coming out all the time now. But I think it's time to like reflect back and kind of just follow the whims of what's going on instead of trying to stay up to date with stuff. Like, we'll still catch, you know, new stuff as it comes out, but I look at my backlog and I say there are some like absolute heaters in here that I need to get to. And a lot of this is coming from, you know, my playthrough of Wolfenstein, The New Order earlier this year. Wild that was earlier in 25. My like started playthrough of Jet the Far Shore, a game that I've been looking forward to playing for years. And just, you know, new stuff came out, it gets in the way. And then a lot of that stuff, I find that the new experience is not nearly as good as what I had expected my time with Jet the Far Shore to be. So that's kind of like looking forward. There'll be a lot more announcements about that as you know, we move into 2026 and like the site expands. We've got a couple of shows that we're working on right now. There's a lot going on for 70% complete. But right now, just like at the end of the year, you know how it goes. You're thinking about the end of the year, you're thinking about your goals, you're thinking about eating less ice cream, you know, stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to 2026. I think this has been like a really cool year for video games. But I think I'll probably touch on this and that, the Corner of the Internet Game of the Year discussion. Not as many like standout, incredible 10 out of 10 needs to be number one on my list experiences for me this year. Like the big games that people are talking about didn't really hit for me in the way that it hit for a lot of people. So it'll be a good discussion. I think that's coming out in a couple of weeks after we record it. So stay tuned. I'll shout it out on this show. But yeah, stay tuned. We'll have more for the 70% complete Game of the Year list. That'll be out. My list will be out soon. It'll be out soon. We'll say early January, just because you gotta let the hype die down, right? And then you hit them with another list. I will probably have my top 10 games I didn't play this year, and maybe we'll try to play next year, out pretty soon though, because that list is long and quite easy to establish. But you saw the lighting change. That is my train. All right, I gotta get out of here, hop on that choo-choo train, and start editing this, and also go to my real job. Whoops. All right, I'll see you later. Have a good rest of your day, and thanks for watching. Bye.